Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Johanna!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. I love your TVNZ promotional. That's actually not promotional. That's actually that's the real
staff.
Deal.
This
that's staff.
This is like a TVNZ staff jersey that looks like I worked on Shortland Street in 1992.
Or on the telethon, maybe, eh?
Yeah, on the telethon. However, I found it in an op shop in Whangarei for $12.
What are you saying? Whangarei is an epicentre of television creation.
Absolutely. I mean, the things that are coming out of there these days are just pinnacle.
Norton's our Hollywood, isn't it? Let's focus on the stage. Let's focus on the on what's going on in Auckland City. That's what you're here to tell us about. Tell us about
statement, it. Statement, because I'm going to talk about theatre. There's some really exciting things on this week and next week that I'm very excited to shove down your throats and make sure that you go and see.
All right, a date show.
All right, the date show. None of these are real.
Okay.
Date show is a prequel. If you're going to go on a date tomorrow or tonight, come to Mackenzie's Daughters at the Basement Theatre at 8 o'clock.
Great
time. All-female improv show. It's funny as fuck. You can impress your date, make them seem like, you know, make yourself seem like you go to the theatre all the time. In reality, you're just there for a good laugh.
All right, what about you've been trying to convince someone to go to the theatre for years and years, and they're finally going to go to a show this weekend. Which one do you go to?
Oh, next week, go and see Run Rabbit. It's by Victoria Abbott, and it's directed by Kate McGill. And this is the blurb. I just want to read it out because it's fucking sick. A series of explosions and interruptions, a love letter to the late night walk home, a love letter to my ancestor Agnes, a love letter from my doorway, and my own very deep envious rage. Victoria Abbott is ecstatic to be joining the fray. I've only heard incredible things about this show, and it's on for a whole nother... It's been on this week at the Basement, and it's on for another week, so I'm going to go and see it next week, and I'm super excited. The poster is Victoria, and she's got red hair, and she's in a red velvet awesome outfit, and she's riding on a rabbit, and it looks... Look at that. It's so good. How good is that poster?
I can't tell whether that's a giant rabbit or whether she's really little.
Exactly. It's like a giant rabbit. A
giant rabbit that size would be terrifying.
Terrifying, but also beautiful.
Imagine her burrowing around.
But also, like, imagine how soft that foot is.
I'm a bit creeped out by rabbits, but should we keep focused on theatre, though?
Interesting. Yeah, we can talk about
the rabbits.
I just find
them a little bit creepy, touchy. They're not like a pussycat. They're not delicious like a pussycat. They're like...
No, rabbits, they're so innocent, though.
A bit thick, aren't they?
No. They'd
be sitting here listening to this at the moment going,
prejudice against rabbits. No, but that is awesome. And I went and had a little sneak peek at her set, and it's all, I don't think I'm giving too much away, but
no.
It's really beautiful. It's like full, she's covered the upstairs studio in the basement with fake grass and little, like, it looks like a really cool
Teletubbies.
Yeah, no, it looks like a rabbit, somewhere a rabbit would live, but it's beautiful.
So when's it starting? When's it on?
That's been on this week, and it's on all next, it's on to the it says it's on to the 4th of April on the flyer, but it's actually on to the 4th. It's on for a whole year.
It's a long run.
It's on to the 4th of August, which is next Friday or Saturday, I believe. And it is on, it opens at 6:30. That's when it starts. And honestly, I've said, you know, it's a show that you're like, oh, I want to see that, when you see people come out and they're kind of like, a little
jazzed,
bit,
they just
or like a
fizzing.
Little bit shaken, like
oh, is it one of those ones?
Like shook to their core, like a few tears. I'm here for that.
Shuddered by the theatre.
Shuddered by the theatre. I want to leave the theatre changed. I'm here for that.
Bring some other clothes, or what do you do?
You just bring some
like
tissues,
paintball.
Mate. The other show that I want to talk about is called Near Death Experience, and it's written and directed by Natalie Medlock. And the poster for this is really cool as well. It's probably like pretty dry having me describe the poster.
No,
the radio.
Because it just sounds awesome.
It's like got this.
Just make sure you don't blow it.
Yeah, okay, all right. It's got green background with like a rainbow, and then there's two eagle-like. What would you say that bird is?
Is that a rooster? Because it's got a waddle.
It's a rooster.
It's a rooster.
Well, it had a really.
It's a couple of cocks.
A prominent. It has a couple of cocks. No, it's got it's like two beautiful like roosters with a jewel,
oh, they're healthy roosters. Don't worry
a
about
moon
that.
And a sun, and then a little rose. And
so this is Natalie Medlock of Yeti fame.
Yes. So if I think this is quite different to Yeti.
God, I love Yeti.
Yeti was one of my favorite.
I don't even know you watch Yeti.
Yeti is Natalie Medlock's. It was a one woman, right? A one woman show, and she made a very unique Yeti costume. And just had this kind of sublime Neanderthal female hairy character who loved you but was very honest and innocent and sweet. It was a singular experience.
It was so good. And then she did a sequel and it had Tom Sainsbury and Yvette Parsons.
Of course
in it.
It did.
And she Yeti went and flattered with them. I've never laughed so much in my life. It was amazing.
But this is very different.
This is going to be quite different. This has got quite a big cast in it.
Comes from a darker place in her writing, doesn't it?
Near-death experience. And so it's got a cast. It's like not just a singular, not a one-lady.
It's a full-on play.
Full-on play.
And Peter Hambleton is in it, of The Hobbit fame.
That's right.
And it sounds like it's going to be really
And is
cool.
it Bronwyn Bradley as well?
Yes, I think so.
Awesome.
And that's on next week at the Basement, 31st of July to the 4th of August.
Natalie herself will be coming in to talk to Geneva on next Monday Morning Glory, so she can fill in the gaps that we've messed up.
I know. That's it. I always feel like I'm missing very crucial parts of the story.
Nah.
But you know, the most important part is your enthusiasm. You've always brought that with you.
Thanks, Mikey. That's great.
So when are these playing? They're both on at the Basement?
Yeah, both at the Basement. And Vix is at 6:30, so I assume Natty's at 8 or 8:30.
Are they on at the same time? They are.
Yeah, on the same time. But Near Death Experience is downstairs in the main theatre, and Run Rabbit's upstairs in the studio.
It's a typo.
I know. 4th of April.
So they're both on end of July to beginning of August.
Yes.
Tickets from iTicket at the Basement Theatre. They both look choice. Thank you, Johanna.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Johanna.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.